The face of network television is changing. Many popular network shows are now in their last seasons. Longtime favorites like ABC's Modern Family and Fox's Empire are set to end this year. These shows brought Black and Asian experiences to the screen in an industry that is often criticized for not investing in non-white stories. Among them is ABC's comedy Fresh Off the Boat, which ends today. It's the only sitcom on network TV right now, and the first in more than 20 years to star a predominantly Asian cast. Margaret Cho's All-American Girl was the first to do this. It ran for just one season in 1994. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now for more on the show's ending. And Eric, what is my family going to do on Fridays? This is like the only show that all of us can agree on.
I know. You might have to watch Blue Bloods on CBS or something.
We'll see how that goes over. But Fresh Off the Boat took on stereotypes in a humorous and nuanced way. For those who don't know, it's based on a memoir by Eddie Wong, a Taiwanese-American celebrity chef and attorney. And in the scene we're about to hear, the mother criticizes the father for joking that Asians are bad drivers when his mother-in-law drives her motorized wheelchair into a table. Let's listen.
I want to teach Eddie to drive. He needs to be ready, more than ready.
No, we agreed.
I know, but I forgot about this bad Asian driver stereotype.
You forgot about it? You make those jokes all the time.
I do not.
What about this morning?
Asian driver coming through.
It's okay, Louis. We can joke about it. We are Asian. Also, I back into the trash cans twice a week.
That's because you're a careless driver, not because you're Asian.
Are we sure?
Eric, what do you think the legacy of Fresh Off the Boat will be? Did this brand of comedy work?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that sequence is perfect because it points out one of the things that the show did well, which was to sort of highlight stereotypes, make fun of the fact that they kind of exist, but also kind of acknowledge that some people fit those stereotypes, unfortunately. And at the same time, there are people who have objected to this kind of joking and comedy. And in fact, you know, Andrew Yang, the recent presidential candidate, ran into trouble when he tried to crack jokes like this, talking about Asians liking math. But I think ultimately, the clip we just played and a lot of the humor on the show is more about allowing this Asian family to kind of have fun with those stereotypes and poke fun at their existence in a way a white-centered show just couldn't do.
Yeah, those are really good points. And, you know, I mentioned the book's author, Eddie Wong, whose family story was the inspiration for the show. He distanced himself after the first season, saying it was a one-size-fits-all. I'm wondering, has he evolved in his thinking since that initial criticism?
You know, I'm not sure about that. But, you know, it was odd because one of the first major press conferences that they held for the show came about right after a major piece had been published where he essentially trashed the show. And then he had to stand on a stage with the executive producer of the show and the cast and explain himself. And now, Eddie is something of a rebel. And I think part of what was happening was that he was hoping the show would be more adventurous than it was. And the show was only, I think, kind of lightly based on his life. Yeah. They sort of took that loose framework and created a sitcom that told a story that was a lot different than the story that's in his book. And frankly, I thought they created a really great sitcom that has always kind of been underappreciated. And I just wish Eddie had been more patient and had understood the realities of the show that they were creating rather than expecting ABC to do a show that they never could have done on network television.
Eric, before I let you go, I have to talk to you about the recent revival of The Biggest Loser.
Right.
I mean, for those who don't remember, this was a reality series in which a group of overweight people compete to lose the most weight. But a lot has changed since that went off the air surrounding body image. So why is this show being rebooted?
Well, you know, it's being rebooted on basic cable. And I think part of what's happening is that it's a recognizable brand and it's a reality TV competition show, which is something that Standard Cable does very well with. You know, I did a story years ago where I spent time with Kai Hibbert, who's a woman who was on the, I think, the third edition of the show, did very well, came in second, I believe. And she's since written a book about all the trauma that she went through as a contestant on the show and how unhealthy the competition is. You know, I talked to the new producers of the show just in January about this, and they say that they've changed the show and that doctors are much more observant about how the contestants are losing weight. But I don't think they've changed it enough to make it worth watching now. And I just hope they learn the lesson that just the idea of it is not really the greatest. And maybe there's a better way to encourage people to be healthy in a competition rather than set it up the way it's set up in a way that where it's just too easy to abuse the process.
That's Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. Eric, as always, thank you.
Thank you.